where it all started. My friend, have you ever thought about how this earth came into being? I remember as a child how my friends and I would argue about things we knew nothing about. How the earth came into being was a popular theme among us. Most of us based our ideas on what we heard at home, in Sunday school, or maybe in a sermon. Science offers theories. However, theories are just that, theories. Their best idea is that there was a mighty cosmic explosion, and after the gas cooled, the earth was formed. According to man's theory, life just happened over several million years. This idea became so popular that it was adopted by most school systems and is taught as truth more than theory. Atheists love this theory because it leaves God out of the equation. God, however, speaks to the problem. God was kind enough to tell us thousands of years ago the order in which he created the world in which we live. God's full story of creation is found in Genesis 1:1-31. I find it very interesting that our scientists took thousands of years to decide that the earth came into existence, basically in the same order found in the Bible. God tells us that the earth was void and without form. First, God said, "Let there be light," in Genesis 1:1-5. And secondly, he divided the waters above and below the earth in verses 6 and 8. Third, he divided the waters so that there was dry land, and on the land he caused plants to grow. Verses 9-13. Fourth, God divided the day and the night with a sun and moon. Verses 14-19. And fifth, he created the birds of the air, the fish, and all other creatures. Verses 20-25. Finally, God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Where it all started? God knew that we would have questions, so he answered them in advance. As always, you have a choice to make. Do you believe what God tells us, or do you believe man's theory? Over the years, I have failed to see any validity in the theory of evolution. The math simply does not work out. Even if the earth is 4.5 to 5 billion years old, as some scientists say, it would still be mathematically impossible for man to evolve from nothing. Evolution sounds like the silly arguments that my friends and I had in grade school. I see very little science and a whole lot of speculation. However, I do find the simple answer God gives in the book of Genesis believable. I find it believable because the Bible touches on science everywhere, and it is correct. Most scientists agree that the order of creation listed in the Bible is correct. Many, but not all, also believe God created the heavens and the earth. God did not give us the Bible as a science book. But it is important to note that many of our scientific discoveries were first found in the Bible. Where will it end for you? I will end this discussion with this very important question. What will you believe? If you believe as I do that God created all things, you must respond to Him. Remember on the sixth day God made man in His image? In other words, God made man eternal as He is. We understand that these shells we live in only last for a short time. I am 82 years old this September. Maybe I will live another 25 years, or maybe I will die today. Either way, this body is not eternal. The part of me that is eternal will reside with God or with Satan. The same is true for you. You will either spend eternity with God or with Satan. There is no third choice. God gives us the choice of where we will reside. John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God did His part. Now it is time for you to do your part. Luke says in Acts 4:12, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Will you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior and follow His commands? That is all God asks. Jesus is the only way to remove your sins. What will your choice be?